Was you calling Forrest? He kind of broke up.
Yeah, I was calling. Does that sound a little bit better?
Yep, there you go. You was calling me?
Yeah, just seeing how everything's going and how the week's going for you.
I'm going good. I'm getting ready to... Yeah, I'm doing a bunch of final billings for year end and getting ready to, looks like I'm going to get into this new Winco they got coming in the Klamath here up off Shasta, up by Fred Myers in that big field there. Looks like they got the city approved all the plans and everything. So yeah, getting ready to bid and estimate that. And yeah, so it's been busy. I mean, all going good, but it's been pretty busy with year-end closeouts and, you know, final billings and billings for completions and stuff, normal stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I heard about Winco coming here. That's probably going to be pretty good. So I wonder if they'll make a pretty good impact. People start shopping there. I imagine they... Well, I know Thunderbird's an institution here, so wonder if Winco would give them a run for the money. I doubt it, though.
It's kind of odd they're putting it in. Well, I mean, that's, you know, the lot's available, that huge lot there next to Fred Meyer, so. But, yeah, I don't know. That's the way it goes, I guess. Competition, competition, competition. They'll be in direct competition with Thunderbird and Fred Meyer and Albertsons and all the others, because Winco's, I've been in them before, you know, in other places throughout the U.S. and they're similar to a Costco.
Yeah, one thing is we never ever shop at Albertsons, probably because it's on the opposite side of town. Yeah, I don't think we've ever got anything there. We actually went last year and, you know, kind of poked around, got some things during Christmas break, but we never ever go there.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it is. Albertsons and Holiday Market, they're, man, their prices are something else, especially if you don't have their little special card that gives you the percentage off, which is still higher than anybody else in town.
Yeah, that's what I heard as far as that, you know, the membership options for sure.
Yeah, that's what it was on the East Coast. I was over there for 11 years. Well, I mean, just that one stint when we opened up the offices over in Wheeling, West Virginia. That's the way all the stores are over there. The Kroger's, which is actually owned by Albertsons. And there was a lot of the stores over there, even the CVS Pharmacy, CVS Pharmacy. They all had them little keychain things that you had to have on. And, do you have our special little keychain deal? And they'd scan it, you know, and it'd give you what they already had overpriced for $3, they'd give it to you for another $1.50 off, which was still $1.50 over what anybody else wanted. So, yeah, it's just a ploy.
Do you remember the name of that store that moved in, you know, because Holiday Market was Safeway, then where Planet Fitness and Natural Grocers is, that was a Safeway. Do you remember what store that was? Because they came and they rate hiked the prices and it got in the newspaper, they like tripled the prices of certain things on purpose, and it was a big old deal. I don't remember what the name of that chain was.
Don't remember either, but I know who you're talking about, because we've done work in those stores. We actually I just estimated a re-roof for Holiday Market. I know exactly who you're talking about, and they were wanting estimates for re-roof on both the stores prior to Holiday Market going in there and prior to, I guess, Planet Fitness going into the other one where Safeway was. Yeah, they didn't last too long.
I went there to get, like, a pizza, and I'm like, this is, yeah, bad. I'm like, I'm not buying this because, like, way, way more expensive. And I went and got the same thing as Thunderbird for, like, $4 cheaper or something, if I remember right. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, landing those jobs, we just did an estimate this year with Harry, which he's head of the construction for Holiday Markets. And we just did an estimate for him on the re-roof, and he, I mean, we've been up there patching and patching and patching and patching that roof. And they finally said they were tired of patching it and spending all the money in patching. They wanted us to give them an estimate to tear it off and just redo it completely, all the HVAC units and refrigeration units and all. And we gave them a price, and next thing you know, I'm sitting there bugging Harry. I'm sitting there, okay, well, what's going on? How did the bids come out? We were floored with seeing them. That's astronomical. Well, guess what? That's what it is nowadays. We do multi-million dollar projects, and I guess he thought he was going to get pennies on the dollar or something, but, yeah. I mean, it's unreal. I timed out. It's unreal what it costs now anymore nowadays, even for a residential roof. It's just astronomical. It's unreal.
Yeah, I've known people to invest $20,000 on local roofing companies, Linkville Roofing or whatever. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, it was basically just shingle roof.
Oh yeah, without a problem. Yeah, the average roof right now is running, if you're in just a standard, maybe 1,500, 1,600, 1,700 square foot house. Average roof is running anywhere from $12,000 to about $15,000.
Yeah, that's quite a lot. I remember when they remodeled office space and everything, and I did me and Shento, we did basically a post-construction cleanup of it, and I told the boss, I'm like, hey, well, actually, they got it for cheap, almost nothing, so spent 7 hours getting it, all the dust from the drywall out of there and getting everything clean. But I'm like, man, but that was pretty expensive just to partition off an area in the office and an area in the front, which coincidentally is the office that I'm in right now, quite a lot.